This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ringy ding ding. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
checking in.
Are you good, bro?
No,
oh, that's
not great.
It's not it. It's just not.
It's simply not it.
585-252-9800. Our friends are here. They're ramped. They're ready. Let's let them in.
Hi, guys. What's the 411? Jessica's here. She says,
what's up,
good
Jess?
Morning, guys. Still reeling from this weekend. So much fun at the Bachelor Auction. I can't stop thinking about it and talking about it with my friends.
Glad you had a great time. Thanks for your support.
Did you win a Bachelor?
Did you bid?
You know, it always blows my mind, all these people who are bidding on these Bachelors. I'm like, where's this money coming from?
Yeah. I got a teacher to drop $750 on a cop. She looked really uncomfortable, but you got to make these people feel guilty. It's for charity.
Right. not her filing for bankruptcy.
It's 600 people looking at her. I'm like, come on. You going to do it? You got to do it. Do it.
She's like, that's more than I make in a year. But yeah, very fun. Who else is here? Olivia's here. She says, feeling good this morning. I only have one more day of work, and then I am on vacation for the rest of the week.
Oh,
so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Taco Tuesday.
You must be just so thrilled with all the warm weather we're about to have.
She's probably out of here. See ya. Catch flights, not feelings. You know what I mean?
You got to do it.
And who else is here? Renee. Renee says, Moose, Breezy, feeling good because last night I deep cleaned my bathroom. Oh, it needed it.
What a great feeling that is, huh? Just to get on all fours.
Always on all fours.
You got to get on all fours and really get the crevices. You want to tell if somebody, ladies, listen up. You want to tell if somebody is really a clean individual? You go over to a guy's apartment for the first time, look behind the toilet. Trust me. If it's filthy, he's cutting corners. You don't want that in your life. You don't.
No,
you don't want it.
Don't.
Look behind the toilet.
All right. Good morning, guys. I just want to say I love the show. You guys are always give off great vibes. But good vibes for me today is because me and my wonderful girlfriend, who I want to make my fiance really soon.
Wow.
Are hanging out all weekend.
We're hanging out. Okay.
Life throws lemons at us a lot. We're so busy always.
Uh-huh.
But life has aligned pretty well right now.
Right, because you guys got the weekend coming up.
I love that for you guys.
What are you gonna do?
What's the vibe?
If you're going to ask her, you better ask her. Otherwise, somebody else will.
Make an honest woman out of that girl.
Also, before you ask her, clean behind your toilet so she doesn't go looking. And then it blows up in your face. You don't want that.
That's so tough. She's like, actually, I'm going to say no because I was listening to the radio this morning. Whoever it is like.
Breezy, how we doing?
Great.
Yes.
So good. No, I'm amazing.
Out of a 10, your energy right now is a 4.5.
Oh.
What's up?
No, I mean, I'm fine. I was running yesterday, literally ran 1 mile, and my knee collapsed. So. Classic.
I was on the treadmill.
Well, I need surgery now.
So. Yeah, I was on the treadmill at the gym. I was like, this ankle does not feel right.
We're falling apart.
The wheels are coming off.
Let's tell our friends. I might as well post it now that you have a broken ankle because of it. So this Saturday, I wanted to do a lot of like TikToks and reels and transitions because we never look that good, like ever. It's like once in a year thing at the Bachelor auction. My face was beat to the gods. Like, it was just so good. And I go, Moose, I show up in a full gown and Moose is in sweats. And I'm like, what's the vibe? He's like, they lost my tux. I'm like, oh, good. Really? He's like, kidding. I'm like, oh, good. And then he's just like, in a flannel, in cargo pants.
You got to put the tux on last minute. You got to suit up last minute. You can't be walking around for 6 hours in a tux.
So I'm like, oh, since you don't have your clothes on, let's do like a little jumping transition of like you and your clothes and then jump. And now you're completely dressed and ready to go.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, great. So he jumps, lands on his ankle very normally, and then was like, I broke my ankle. So I'm like, oh, dear.
It felt like it shattered. Like, right. What the hell's going on? What can you do?
One last check-in here before we hit the road, Jack. Hey, Moose and Breezy, it's Kelly. I'm so in my good vibes today for the first time in months because I won tickets from you yesterday. I've been having a really rough couple of months here. Love you both. Always make me laugh. Thanks again, my friends.
Hey.
You're so welcome, Kel.
You're so welcome, Jamie.
No, we're obsessed with... Kelly, so obsessed with you. So obsessed with you.
Speaking of giving stuff away, let's spin that wheel this morning. Let's give something away because we got a ton we got to blow out of the water here, okay? Jim Gaffigan, 12th Annual Party on Ice, Jonas Brothers, or Hozier. Do you want tickets to go see the Jonas Brothers? Call right now. November 9th, Key Bank Center in Buffalo. All of this could be yours and so much more.
There's not that much more that comes with it.
No, it was really not at all.
It's like 300.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
BXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Rough day yesterday. The School of the Arts was in a hold in place after a 15-year-old girl walked off the roof of the building yesterday morning. She remains hospitalized and in critical condition. Rochester police arrived at the school around 11:30 a.m. and said the girl walked off the roof before first responders could make contact with her. Community members gathered at the campus to pray last night. Parents also expressed just a lot of frustration over the lack of timely information from the district that was provided to them. I think one huge factor here that upset a lot of the parents is that many learned about the situation through social media before receiving any kind of official notification from the school. They learned maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours later after it happened. And one parent said, I found out about the whole incident on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Crime alert, Facebook, social media, not the school, nothing. They haven't even sent a robocall home yet.
Wow.
And then the Rochester City School District released this statement. This afternoon, a student from School of the Arts experienced a crisis and emergency personnel responded to provide necessary support. The student's parents were contacted and an ambulance was called to the school to to provide necessary support. The school is currently in a hold-in-place procedure. Families who wish to pick up their children may do so in the side parking lot on University Ave. The safety and well-being of our students remains our top priority.
Yeah, so little insight. I was stuck on University because of the traffic and all of these parents basically like mobbing outside of the door, like gathering around. So they all kind of went to that area, and the whole parking lot was just filled with adults. And most of them obviously seemed like parents picking up their kids. And it was at 1:15 this was happening.
Right. They were able, from what I was told, they were able to provide immediate medical
attention
to her because they were getting there while it happened. The questions that are being asked, though, about this, too.
Is how does a student get on the roof?
How'd she get up there?
Right.
You know, what precautions were just not in place at the time for her to be able to have access to the rooftop like that?
Right.
So, I don't know, all questions that are currently, you know, being asked, no answers just yet. But, you know, if you or a loved one is experiencing thoughts of suicide or any kind of mental health crisis, please contact the Suicide in Crisis Lifeline at 988. Mm-hmm. That's 988. Coming up on the show, 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text to share your hot takes or unpopular opinions. There I Said It is coming up after the break. We'll get to your messages coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
What's on your mind, you guys? Huh? You got something you need to get off your chest? Please do. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. It's time to clear
the air, baby.
Let's get over to our friend. Let's get over to Lori. Musicals are the worst type of entertainment. There I Said It. Okay, we established that. Lori does not like musicals.
If you hate joy, just say that. No worries.
Lori does not enjoy being happy.
I don't like musicals that are just all singing.
No,
Hamilton,
I don't either.
Les Mis.
Hamilton is singing the whole time?
No words. No lines.
Really?
No lines.
I could never. That's too much. That's overkill. But I hear Hamilton's one of the best musicals of all time.
I'm like, okay, guys.
And it's also what? Like 4 days long?
Yeah. It's like 3 weeks. So buckle up. Bring food and water.
Yeah, you better bring some supplies. Let's go over to Chrissy. Stop letting people tell you not to get married. It's not just a financial agreement. It's more than that. Only if you find the right person. It could be beautiful, you guys. There I said it. That was beautiful, Chrissy. Thank you so much. That was absolutely beautiful. It can be beautiful if it is the right person. But 60% of the time, it's not.
Oof.
According to statistics.
Whoopsies.
We made a mistake. Third time's a charm.
Third time is a charm. Mine for today is this. I am so beyond.
Just say it.
I'm so beyond the Google Calendar of it all. There I said it. No, I'm pissed. I have a Google Calendar for work. A Google Calendar for my personal Google. Like, why can't we mend the two? Also, like, why are people just putting things on my calendar? I'm not going to that.
Who's putting things on your calendar?
I never accepted this invitation to go to this one thing.
Yeah.
They're like, you need to be here. I'm like, when did this get on my calendar? Also, I don't look at this.
Is it a work event?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm not going.
Okay.
So, nobody can make me.
No, you don't have to go, Breezy.
Mike Changer calls me. He's like, you're going or you're fired. I'm like, right, I'll be there for sure. Yeah,
there's no gun in your mouth.
I just honestly, like, I'm a paper calendar girly through and through.
You're right.
Although it is annoying because I don't always have access to this because it sits on my desk. But
Breezy has a laminated calendar in front of her that she likes to just put Sharpie all over it. So she likes knowing that she has something going on. If
like,
she
look how busy.
See what I'm saying? She needs to know she's busy, and she needs to tell people how busy she is. She gets off on that.
No, I'm so busy.
And if she's not, then she spirals because she doesn't have anything going on.
1, 2, 3, 4. There's only 5 free days this week.
It's toxic. It's so toxic. Let's go over to Rich. What's up, Rich? As a millennial, I'm going to go ahead and say, you guys, baggy clothing was the best trend we have ever had. There, I said it. Well, it has made a comeback. I will say that, Rich. Look at all the women wearing the mom jeans today, and they're hot. They're hot.
Stuffing snacks down your cargo shorts and pants are great. Love that for you.
I sagged my pants one time in high school, freshman year. I thought it was cool. Like, everybody was wearing their pants below their ass. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give this a try.
I don't know.
My father hung me from the ceiling fan and turned it on.
Yeah. He wasn't into it.
He was not in my house. Oh, no, sirree.
No, thank you.
Mine for today is, speaking of trends, I bought a fanny pack yesterday. Where? Grease Ridge Mall.
Why were you there?
Because I was going to my parents for dinner, and I was like, I think I'm going to stop by the mall at Grease Ridge really quick. I want to stop by, see if I can find one good pair of jeans. Negative. It was impossible. I found this fanny pack, and I was like, you know what? They're making a huge comeback. There, I said it. I can't decide if I'm going to wear it around my waist or strap it around my chest and look European. Either way, I'm going to look so cool.
Did they turn to buy jewelry into a fanny pack shop? They're like, let's hit the rebrand.
There are some odd stores in that mall. I will say that.
I know. Alicia here. Good morning. I believe that customer service reps should be allowed to match people's energy. There, I said it.
They do. It doesn't always go over well.
No.
But some of them do it. Speaking of trends.
Will you leave me a survey at the end? Sure, Rebecca, Veronica, whatever your name is.
Patrice, Karen.
Patrice.
Patty. Chuck says, whatever happened in Girls Gone Wild? I don't know, Chuck. I think everyone grew up and got a normal 9-to-5. But yes, that was...
That guy's fully in jail, so...
Is he?
Yes.
What did he do?
What didn't he do? He's like feeding girls copious amounts of alcohol and then filming them naked on screen.
But they're all over 18, right?
Who's really
were they
say?
Legal?
They were all on spring break on a fake ID, so right. I'm going to say no.
Oh, got it. Okay. Natalie says, people who love brunch don't actually love brunch. They love alcohol. And it's just an excuse to get drunk. There, I said it. Nobody actually enjoys spending a buttload of money on eggs and toast. Yes, but what if it was French toast with berries served with a mimosa? That sounds like...
We have some pretty screwed up listeners. This person says...
Who would that make us?
I mean, yeah. You are what you listen to, right? I farted once in a very public elevator and blamed it on a war vet. Haven't they been through enough? There, I said it.
Yes, that's...
Okay. Not Moose texting in from a burner.
98 PXY traffic.
Looking good.